Good morning, everybody. It's lovely to be here again.
It is, isn't it? And the clouds behind us don't look too great, but hopefully we're going to get away today.
Well, I was telling you a story a few moments ago when one year I was in the commentary box the whole week, literally Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, because the racing was cancelled on the Monday and run on the Tuesday and so on. The weather here, as we all know, is unpredictable, but that's one of the charms of the Isle of Man and the TT. You never know what's going to happen.
And you've got such a long affinity with it. Your father, a TT winner, and a podium place on sidecars as well, I think, wasn't it?
1923, he was second to Freddie Dixon in the sidecar TT on the mountain course. And I've got the piston from that bike in my study at home. And then he went on in solos, and I've got 15 TT replicas of his at home, including the winning one from 1931 on a Rudge.
Quite amazing. Must be a heck of a... You must look at that in awe, do you?
Yes, I do. I look at it in awe, literally, because I would love to have been able to do what my father did. I started racing bikes after the war, but frankly, I hadn't got enough talent to satisfy myself. And you know what they say, those that can do and those that can't talk about it. So I started talking about it, and I did over 200 BBC commentaries from here, and saw one of the greatest races of my life of any kind in motorsport, 1967, Agostini and Mike Harewood. Brilliant.
Yeah, those were the golden days, weren't they, of the TT, really, when it was still sort of just coming to the end of its world championship era, but it had all the great names here.
Yes, and the TT was in danger of disappearing after the 70s. Of course, it started to lose interest, but the Isle of Man has done an absolutely fantastic job of breathing life back into it. I was just talking to Neil Duncanson, who looks after the television coverage here, and he was telling me that last night the TT coverage on IT4 was the biggest multi-channel television coverage of the night. So that's incredible.
Yeah, there's been a real effort made to reinvigorate the whole event, because towards the end of the 90s probably it had started to drift off into more of a national event, but it's building back up in international status again now.
Yes, it is. I mean, the hotel I'm staying at, there's a lot of heck of a lot of Germans. An Italian chap came up to me last night and was talking away, and there's some French people there. And that's just one hotel. I'm sure there's people from all over the world here, including Australia and New Zealand.
Absolutely, and a lot of them will remember you from Formula One, but a lot of them from bikes as well. You were just speaking to Mick Doohan over there. You commentated on some of his world championship wins.
I have indeed, and I said to him, what do you think of it? And he raised his eyebrows, because Nick, like most of the modern MotoGP riders, has never taken part in the TT. And it's a different discipline. I mean, I know Valentino Rossi's been here, and I know Jorge Lorenzo has been here, and I'm sure they were absolutely spellbound by the place, because when I'm talking to people at home about the TT, I say you can go to any number of places round the circuit and you can't believe what you are actually looking at. It is so spectacular. It's no wonder that it's doing so well.
Absolutely, yeah. And just to bring it full circle to Formula One, we've got the Ayrton Senna film coming out in a matter of weeks now. I guess Senna is as great a hero of yours, even though you were sort of there at the time, as he is of any of us.
Yes, a bit qualified. I went to the premiere of the Senna film last week in London, and it's a film that nobody should miss. And when I say nobody, I do mean nobody should miss it, because even if you're not interested in motorsport, it's like the TT 3D film, Closer to the Edge. You can be totally disinterested in the subject and yet absolutely riveted by the films, because they are both so good. Senna was a charismatic, mystical personality, a brilliant driver. Obviously, you've only got to think of his 61 wins and 3 world championships to realise that. But there was a darker side to his personality, and he did some things in Formula One that I didn't admire him for, but There you go. Some you win, some you win, some you lose.
I think all the greats have that little element to them. Certainly Schumacher and Co do as well. Yes. And but we're getting characters now in the paddock here in the TT, which is important. People like Guy Martin are really spreading the appeal of the event.
Guy Martin is someone else, isn't he? He's a real character. Personality oozing out of his hair roots. And the boat that Guy built was a program that got the attention of the British public. And I think Guy is probably responsible for a lot of the accelerated interest in the TT, because people have seen him as a character doing something else, and they see him in the TT doing what he loves so much. And so they get interested in it too, because the interest that's building for the TT, has built for the TT, is obviously coming from people who aren't necessarily interested in motorcycle racing. We're getting a lot of new enthusiasm, which is exactly as it should be.
And what the event needs, in fact. Just to round off, would you have a tip for today?
If I make a prophecy, the chap falls flat on his face. So, in fairness to everybody, I think I should say no comment.
Well, it's been an honour for me to speak to you anyway. Thank you very much for coming and joining us, and enjoy your stay at the TT.
Thank you. You're very welcome.